Lesson 18, Purchasing Carefully. You may have heard, haste makes waste. Here is the scriptural basis for that idiom. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste. This is found in Isaiah 28:16. Salespeople understand the need to close a sale quickly after they have made their polished presentation. When your mind is full of all the positives they have trotted out, they know the best time to seal the deal and get your signature on the dotted line is right away. However, a night's sleep and some careful thought go a long way towards restoring your sanity and clarity of thought about their proposal. I can give many examples of slick proposals and polished sales pitches that I have heard that have almost swayed me into making a purchase. But when I exercise good sense by talking it over with Sandy and thinking about it overnight, I saw the situation much differently in the morning. I will give you an example of a slick sales pitch after I make a few comments about receiving free gifts. Beware of Greeks bearing gifts. This saying is taken from the story of the Trojan horse. Over the years, I have learned to be wary of free gifts. I don't pretend to be a psychologist, but when I am given something for nothing, I feel a sense of obligation to listen to what the salesman has to say and perhaps even purchase what he is selling. I saw a picture of a mousetrap recently with the following caption: there is always free cheese in a mousetrap. Keep this in mind when receiving free gifts. The resort. Our first experience of listening to a sales pitch as a couple and receiving a free gift occurred when we were young newlyweds and were invited to see some lakefront property. We wanted the free gift and it seemed like a fun outing, so along we went, like sheep to the slaughter. We listened to this pitch about buying a lot with accompanying yearly maintenance fees around a man-made lake an hour south of our church home. It was a small piece of land, thick with young scrub oak trees, about the size of a large campsite. Moreover, there was going to be a clubhouse and a beach, and we could almost see the lake, since the lakefront properties were already sold. We were told that we could own our own plot of land for a mere $6,000. We actually thought about it and may have signed on, except I knew this principle of not making a hasty decision. Much to the sales staff's dismay, we said we wanted to think about it overnight. They began throwing in additional incentives for us to sign that very day. Our faces, however, were set like flint, and the more they saw we were really leaving, the more determined they were to have us purchase now. Pretty soon, the head sales guy replaced our original salesperson and was standing there giving us his best shot. Fortunately, we escaped to the safety of our home with a free set of kitchen knives. The more we thought about the whole setup, the sillier we felt. First of all, we rarely got away for a weekend as we were serving in a church. Secondly, we seldom went camping, and when we did, we preferred to go to different places, not the same place each time. Thirdly, it was an hour away. And lastly, believe it or not, 30 years ago in that part of Georgia, you could buy a whole acre of land for $1,500. We would have spent $6,000 for 4 acres instead of just a small portion of an acre. Timeshares. I have heard many carefully crafted presentations about buying timeshares. A timeshare involves a nice piece of property like a condominium or townhouse. If you purchase one, you are buying the property for a share of the time. It may be a townhouse that is worth $100,000. The idea is that instead of buying it yourself, you buy it along with several other families that you never meet. Since you own it for only 1 week of the 52 weeks in a year, you pay for just a portion of the total cost, say $8,000. Each year you are entitled to enjoy your vacation property for 1 week. But in addition to your initial investment, you also incur an annual maintenance fee of several hundred dollars. Without going into all the pluses and minuses, I want to reaffirm to you that the pressure there is to buy one the day you hear the spiel. I have never purchased one, but I know how different it looks the next day. What always caused me to pause was that annual maintenance fee. The several hundred dollars one had to cough up each year could be used for a comfortable getaway by itself. Living in a church parsonage with very limited resources, we had learned how to make a dollar stretch. So for the same money as the maintenance fee, we could have a nice vacation and we didn't have to pay the cost of the initial investment. Have you ever noticed how many timeshares are listed for sale on eBay, Craigslist, and other sites? I know a family that couldn't sell their timeshare, so they opted to give it away for free. They ate their initial investment just to get out of paying the rising maintenance fees. It was cheaper in the long run to write it off than to keep writing those yearly checks. On the positive side, my parents have purchased several timeshares and we've enjoyed many nice vacations with our extended family. The places we stayed with my mom and dad were luxurious compared to our camping tent. Committing to one full week each year is another benefit of having this timeshare. Many people I know have difficulty committing to an annual one-week vacation, which I think is healthy for families. So when buying anything, especially large purchases, be careful. I could give you many stories about encyclopedia demonstrations, buying clubs, new cars, etc. The main point is, before making a significant investment, pray. Talk about it. Give it a day or two, and don't be in haste. Conclusion. When you have prayed, discerned a need, consulted with your spouse, and completed your research, and you discover just what you need, buy it. I watched for a certain kind of car for over a year. When I saw exactly what I wanted on eBay, I bid on it and won the bid. We got just what we were looking for and at a reduced price. When you move promptly to seal the deal, do so in a spirit of gratefulness, recognizing God has led you, and not in a spirit of being driven or pressured. In studies of personalities, there are those that aim, but never fire. And then there are those who fire and then aim. So work to find the proper balance between researching or aiming and purchasing, which is firing. Let's pray. Thank you for your word that directs us to believe while not being in haste. Thank you for the peaceable fruit this wise principle has produced in our family so many, many times. Your word is indeed a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Amen.